This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump said his decision to leave a small number of U.S. troops in Syria does not constitute a reversal to his plan to withdraw all troops from the country. Administration officials said the United States will leave several hundred troops in Syria while the rest will be withdrawn. A senior U.S. defense official told VOA that the troops will remain in Syria to help enable local forces to keep ISIS from resurging. The official said that the presumption is that the several hundred troops will be part of an international peacekeeping force. Mr. Trump said Friday that they have a tremendous success in defeating the caliphate. He added the United States can leave a small force along the others, whether it's NATO troops or whoever it might be. President Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He expressed optimism that the two countries will reach a trade agreement and defuse a dispute between the world's two largest economies as both sides agreed to continue their negotiations for two more days. Speaking through an interpreter, Chinese top trade negotiator said that they believe that it is very likely that it will happen and they hope that ultimately they will have a deal. Liu had been granted authority to negotiate directly with the U.S. by Chinese President Xi Jinping. There could be more fireworks in Washington soon over the long-awaited Mueller report. Word that Special Counsel Robert Mueller may wrap up his investigation of the Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and issue his final report in the coming weeks has Washington on edge. Speculation is rife over what Mueller will conclude in his report and whether he will implicate President Trump in criminal conduct or will he exonerate him in a probe the president has repeatedly called a witch hunt. Another hotly debated question is, will the report be made public or will Americans and the rest of the world be kept in the dark about the emails and much more? This is VOA News.